McDermott, the Derry full-back, up against McCabe there. Thinks about the cross, doesn't really know what he's doing, but cuts back on field, has a bit of an angle. McCabe's gone down clutching his face. Bruno gets the shot away. Bruno with a low shot, flashes and takes a deflection. Derry get their first corner of the game, Kevin.
Well, this time it failed his left foot, and it's, earlier we were just thinking, was he going to do
but,
it by the right foot?
But I think, like Kevin, they'll look to put this one in on top of the Derry keeper.
Greg Sloggett has just went off to receive treatment.
Yep, so Sloggett still getting treatment. Derry temporarily down 10. Free header at the back post from Dave Webster. Who is supposed to be marking Dave Webster? Absolute free header, 2 yards out, can't miss. Or in fact, is it Kevin Toner? It is Kevin Toner over there on the far side. Free header, 1-0. Again, gets it away to Sloggett. Sloggett's forced to rescue that to Bruna. Bruna, lovely touch from him. Gets a yard of pace and then tries to pick out the lap, but he's never going to win that ball in the air up against Simon Madden. It's cushioned down from Harkin. Harkin tries to set McNamee away. McNamee tries to play it in Junior. Junior 1-on-1 beats the keeper. Junior puts it wide.
That's a
keeper
post
to beat.
That's a post.
The outside of the post and goes wide. We talked about Barry McNamee in that area that he loves, Kevin. Sends Junior through 1-on-1. Saturday night, Kieran Harkin found the legs of the keeper. This time we beat the keeper, but we can't beat the post. Pat's escape. Sloggett has it. They play it into the lap. The lap's on 1 foot. Tries to get past the man. Junior tries to play it into him. Junior gets a shot away straight into the arms of Clark. Again, just lacked conviction, lacked purpose, swiveled, but sort of toe poked it at the keeper, Kevin.
He did. To be fair, he's getting more and more on it. Needed the lap with one leg and half a yard. Beat a couple of men.
Cole brings under control. Looks to drive forward. Junior inside the box. Cole tries to find him. Junior with the header. Junior puts it wide from 8 yards out. How many chances is he going to miss? How many chances, Kevin?
That's an absolute seller. It's everything's great. Lovely ball. Pats fans aren't happy. They know themselves. Derry should be in front, let alone still trailing. Crossed on 6 yard box here, 8 yards. Like, you have to hit the target. You hit the target, you score.
Oh, this was very, very frustrating. He's had the chances.
I had the chances. Like, and maybe on the other night, the chances go in, but we just have to get on with it now. And big game on Friday, so looking forward to playing Harps at home.
It's a difficult period for you. There's only 1-1 8 games. Probably doesn't seem like it. You need to have some good results, but it's just about putting a ball in at the end of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely not. Definitely doesn't seem like that anyway, because we're working hard every day in training. I think we're playing good in the matches. We just can't get that final goal maybe, but I think we're just going to stick together. We have a big game on Friday, as I say. So.
Your take on the Pats goal, Greg Sloggett was had to go off side of the pitch with a bloody nose.
Yeah, I think the referee should be putting him on there before the corner, like, and then misconfusion there in the box, and then he gets in. But that's our first goal we conceded from a set piece, and we'll take it bad, like, but we've got to move on with a big game on Friday.
Yeah, 2 away games the last few days, you know, 1 point from 2 away games. When you look back at some of the chances in those games, you really should have more, shouldn't you?
I had one against Sligo, and as I say, on another day, a few chances go in, like, and we'll just take it as it comes in, and a big game Friday.
Big game on Friday, as you say, Finn Harps are in decent form.
You know what Derry and Finn Harps is like, it always brings flair to it anyway. So no matter how good or bad or any two of the teams are playing, they're definitely going to be a tough game. It's going to be fire and blood, like, so just looking forward to it, the games you want to play in too.
You're playing Harps twice this weekend, but there's a possibility you go 5 weeks before the game after that, depending on internationals. Considering how many games you've played recently, it's a bit much of a frustrating for players.
Daffo will be frustrating, like, and it'll be a bit weird because we're so used to playing nearly twice a week there, and but the lads are excellent. We'll know we'll work hard in training every day, and we'll just batter on with.
And you know, well, how badly Derry fans want to beat Finn Harps. It was a very exciting game, probably a fair earning the season. But you know, a league game, looking to get a back to one ways, and then the cup semi-finals.
Yep, definitely. We'll be going out to win both games, and then you always want to beat Finn Harps anyway. Since I've been here, and anyway, in North West Derby's class to play in, like, so I'm really looking forward to it.